Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. And I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that place up.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Ty Bubba Horowitz. It's Thursday, April the 12th. What's going on, everybody? Well, markets decided they want to go higher, they want to go lower, they want to whip around, and I heard something interesting earlier this morning, and one of the Bob Nardelli, ex-CEO of Home Depot, and another big shot says, well, everything is so great in this country, why are we having troubles? And I have to ask myself, where is it so great? Now, I understand the markets are up, but they are trending lower. I understand that the Federal Reserve doesn't want to raise rates, even though there's more inflation coming. So again, we'll see how this all plays out. But I think the bigger story is going to be how the earnings start to play out. And of course, we're going to see earnings starting tomorrow with the banks. And, you know, I wonder, they're pricing in, you know, 16, 17, 18 times earnings. And I go, really? Okay, so how much better can they possibly do than that? And what is already priced in the market, which should be probably all of it? So I don't see where it's going to be a big benefit to the market. And I still don't see the big benefit to the economy. I see the big benefit for corporations, which, you know, look, again, we talk about the rich getting richer, which is fine. But, you know, again, we go back to that wage number, 8 cents an hour increase. Well, again, that gets you $160 a year. You know, you can't even do anything with that. That means, you know, if you got a big car, you fill up your car. You know, it's like, I don't know. I don't see the greatness that everybody else does. Again, maybe it's just me. You know, I mean, I'm sure we will be fine, but again, the signs to me are a Fed that's got no balls, all right, and refuses to raise rates, which would only really make things better for everybody if they would, because it would bring back actual borrowing from, you know, the average guy and give him a chance to be in the game. But of course, we don't see that happening because they have no clue. And now everybody wants to know about, you know, the Paul Ryan who's gonna retire in January. Who cares? Who is Paul Ryan? I mean, you know, he's a forgettable figure. But, you know, what difference does it make? And furthermore, I mean, obviously, as you know, and you've heard here many times, we would love to be able to change a lot of the way that we do business anyways. And we'd love to change the government. I mean, the government is a shambles, full of power brokers that continue to basically steal from us. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it, but that's the way that I would put it. They're stealing from us because of the way they do things. It's the same thing as that we still have big oil in play with no competition. You know, and now you've got, you know, you want to talk about monopolies, okay, and not the game monopoly, but monopolies. I mean, you know, I have Comcast cable. Now, in my area, Comcast is my only choice of reasonable internet. If I wanted to get, you know, a T1 line for 3.5 times more than I could have, then they have competition. If I wanted to get a satellite dish, which is like the old dial-up, okay, then they would have competition. But in reality, they have no competition. And I find that common through many areas of the country. You know, AT&T's in parts and, you know, some of the other major cable companies. But again, here we go. Where am I going to go? My internet's been down 3 times in a week. Okay. And we're working on it. And I go, well, I'm paying, you know, I pay more than anybody because of some things I have to have. And I'm going, geez, it's a good thing I'm paying for this. So I'm going to be forced to have to go spend $500 a month more for internet in my office because they can't do the job and I cannot afford to be without the internet based on what I do for a living. So I find it very troubling that, you know, you've got Comcast and AT&T are monopolies in their own right. Okay. You've got Amazon a monopoly and trying to take over everybody in their own right. And Facebook is a monopoly. Now, again, I'm not against, you know, if you're good enough to get everything, that's great. But the Facebook thing, hey, look, nobody can compete with them. I don't care. Amazon, nobody can compete with them. What am I going to do? He built the monster. I mean, like him or not, he built it. I mean, you know, he was a bookstore and turned into a monstrosity. So I can't take away the credit from that. And I certainly wouldn't expect them to regulate him the way they're talking about it. But I do believe that this is almost like the insurance industry. Where is the free market and where is my freedom of choice? That I find very disturbing because I don't have that freedom of choice. Okay. Because I don't have a choice. If I want internet where I live, I have to basically use Comcast. And first of all, they're a ridiculous organization. And I'm not just picking on Comcast. They all are. I mean, you know, by the time, you know, you get to a person to talk to through all their magic switchboards and recordings, you could have a heart attack and drop dead. You might die of old age waiting to get through to somebody. And I think that's one of the worst things that's ever happened in this country is the, you know, the lack of having anybody to be able to ever talk to when you have a problem. I find that to be the most frustrating situation. I find it very troubling, but again, it is what it is. I can't change what they do, but it certainly, I find it extremely annoying and not something that I think is healthy. And you get no help. And I think it really creates a lot more frustration and grief for most. And I go back to what I always like to talk about is where's the free market? That's all I want is the free market. That's it. I'm not asking for a lot. I want a free market system that is not controlled by anybody. You know, for some reason, AT&T isn't in my area. Why can't they be in my area? I know there's a reason, and I know it's probably a under-the-hand deal, kind of like, you know, when you talk about the debt ceiling, things like that, it's probably a handshake. You take all those people, we'll take all these, and we'll compete in a couple of places to keep everybody off base. But, you know, it just doesn't make sense, you know, to me. And of course, you look at the new the T-Mobile Sprint deal maybe back in play, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it'd be better for everybody if they were together. But again, that's just one man's opinion. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, and I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, I want to remind you to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm. I also want to remind you that if you'd like to help us out with our high school program and help educate the youth of America, you can do so if you go to Patreon, patreon.com/ Bubba Trading. We're trying to get, obviously getting ready to start the new year, and we'd like to get more help. So patreon.com/ Bubba Trading. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. Raise your hand if this trade war talk makes you want to puke. I'm getting so angry with the constant hammering and talking about and the fear-mongering made by the media that it's really starting to piss me off. I mean, you know, I personally have turned down media appearances in the past when they wanted me to say something that I didn't believe. And of course, I believe in not, you know, and I, as you can tell, I pretty much speak what I think, and I don't really care what anybody thinks. I'm going to say what I believe. Doesn't make me right, which I continue to say, but it's what I believe. So, and because we have the freedom of speech here, and because we have the ability to express our opinions, as long as there's not, you know, hatred or whatever inside of it, I think that we can, you know, that I can express my opinion. And of course, I'm so irritated by listening to the people talk about the trade wars that it's almost a joke. Okay. You know, when you look at it from the perspective of what's going on, first of all, nothing's happened yet. There's talk about it. Now, what do we know for a fact? We know that, you know, we are the biggest in the world. We are the most powerful in the world. We know that China's big and powerful. Of course, you really never, we know they're big and powerful. We know they're big, right? But we don't know what they've got because, of course, you know, they've got a lot of problems over there that we never get to hear about because of the way they do bookkeeping and, you know, the way they release information. But forget about all that. It doesn't matter. They're obviously a huge customer because they have a lot of people and growing, and we're a big customer of theirs. But the trade wars, this is not going to be smooth Holly. This is not going to be anything else. This is something, this is a perfect bargaining chip. This is a perfect negotiation. And I have to say, okay, and I hear continually the lobbyists and the politicians from those districts for mostly the agricultural world, the farmers and producers, whining and moaning. And why are they whining and moaning? I think it's because they're not going to get their stipends from the lobbyists. I don't think it has anything to do with the farmers in their district, because let's face it, they have themselves single-handedly tortured the farmers and producers over the last 30 years. Just take a look at the prices. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look where corn, wheat, and soybeans are today. Now, against, obviously, soybeans are a little higher, but go look at corn and wheat and look at where they are today and look at where they were 20 years ago. They're not much of an improvement. Okay. Now, that had nothing to do with trade wars. So now all of a sudden, there's talk of what this is going to do. And I go, how much more damage can they do to the American farmer than they've already done? Okay, they've already cleaned their clock. They've already put him in a terrible position in general. Okay, so I understand there's some subsidies, but I'd like to, you know, I'd like to hear from my friends, the American farmers, and hear what you have to think about it. But I don't see it as any big deal. Okay, I don't think that it's going to hurt you. I think it can only help you longer term. Do you think that we're going to actually stop eating? Do you think anybody else is going to be able to produce what we produce? You know, again, this is an interesting dynamic in market, you know, and I don't know why we as Americans, you know, we were held hostage by OPEC for years. Okay. Does anybody remember when oil was, I think, $9 a barrel, $10 a barrel? I mean, you know, I started pumping gas. Gas was, I think, 35 cents a gallon. Okay. And I remember going through the first big problem when we had rotating streets and, you know, you had to, I think it was even an odd in your license plate, depending where you lived, you know, a whole bunch of different reasons how you get gas. Because, you know, I pumped it. I was out there waiting for it. But my point is that we were at the mercy of OPEC. Why? We always had oil in this country. Why were we not drilling our own? Well, because they felt it was cheaper. Of course, it was cheaper until OPEC decided to stick a gun up our, you know what, and say, well, you want oil? And, you know, obviously you're not equipped to just go ahead and start firing away. So now, you know, we have the next problem. So we use the trade war. Now, do we really think that that China can afford to have a trade war with us? Okay. Do you really think they can? And do you think that we really want to have a trade war? I think what we really want is a fair practice and a fair deal. And that we should not be at a deficit to everybody. And I agree with that. I mean, I never thought NAFTA was a good deal to begin with, especially the way that it's laid out. Now, I was involved in that a little bit. So I'm not just talking out of my, you know what, I had some manufacturing companies that I owned that I was involved in. So I know what it's about. And I go, this is not a good deal. This is not a fair deal. But wouldn't it be better to have fair and equal practice? Wouldn't it be better to have a real trade system that we actually worked and were able to put things together properly? I mean, wouldn't you like to be able to ship as much goods as you could anywhere in the world without all of this nonsense? But because of the way it's set up, you've got quotas of what you can send here, you've got quota of what you can send there. You bet. I mean, it's to me, it's a total joke. So that brings me back to the little whiny, you know, fear mongers on TV. And you can check my Twitter feed and see what I've been saying, because I've been ripping it pretty good. But I go, prices are higher today than they were. So why? Where's the problem? Okay. And, you know, in this country, I mean, again, we all know how everything works. And we all know that we take a lot of it. A lot of times we take the worst of it. And, you know, I'd like to know why. Well, I can tell you one reason why. It's because of the lobbyists. You know, the lobbyists control. They've got everybody by the you know what's. And so they control everything. And, you know, if we get rid of the lobbyists and, you know, listen, that goes back to draining the swamp, which is a whole nother topic. But if we would clean this mess up, it should be no big deal. It should be basically a fair fight. And that's where, you know, I see the issues at bay. That we don't have, we're not treated fairly, which means that you're not treated fairly, which means that this could be the best thing that could ever happen to you. I understand it could be a little bit of a problem in the beginning, but it really hasn't been so far. Just look at the prices. Again, there's only one measure I can look at, and that's the price of grains in the grain market, the price of meats in the markets. Okay, that's the only thing. That's the only thing I can look at for comparison. I can spew and spout all the theory you want. I can look at it and give you the hootsmally, which is a bunch of crap. I can give you the Reagan and the Bush and all that. Again, at the end of the day, nobody had the stones to follow through and just sit there and say, "Hey, we're going to do it this way." And if you don't like it, too bad. But this goes into the, you know, not just our agriculture, but it goes into everything, man. For everything we do, we could be very self-sufficient right here if we would take care of business. But again, that's part of the issue, and that's why I'm so irritated by the whiny politicians and by the whiny pundits that continue to talk crap that they have no idea what they're talking about. And that's, again, goes back to, and then you have to look at the people they have on. There was a guy named, I'm not even going to say names, but there was a guy on the other day that he has no clue. And here he's barking about something. And I go, well, wait a second. Look at the prices. What is the issue here? In the meantime, I don't know. Again, it's just, I find it irritating. But we'll talk more about it later. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, but in the meantime, don't forget to get Bubba's daily update. Every day after the close, I send you an update, a little bit of a video, 3 to 5 minutes, and just give you an idea of what happened that day, what I expect to happen tomorrow. Get in tomorrow's newspaper today. You go to BubbaTrading.com. It is free. There is no credit card required. There is nothing. Just go check it out, sign up for it, and you'll get it every day. And also, don't forget to download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'll be right back with more after the break. The Bubba Show.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Ty Bubba Horwood with you. And anyways, in here we check out some other things.
Has Trump trade reached the tipping point? Are we over? Is the trade over with? The big rally? And I think it is. I would say that, as I said before, January 29th was the top of the market, in my opinion. We called it live on this call. I don't think we're going back up there. And again, eventually we'll make new highs. Eventually the markets will rally. So I'm not telling you that the world is coming to an end. I'm telling you that for now, we've got some pretty substantial selling coming, I think. I think you can look for that on a regular basis. I think this is the biggest joke in history. This is exactly what Zuckerberg wants, in my opinion. They want to be regulated because they want to take away the advantages from any competition that would come in. You know, no competition can compete. This is the same theory when I talk about the big banks. You can't compete with the big banks because when the regulators come into them, they tell the regulators to go scratch, pay their fine, and move on. Whereas the little guy can't do that. And this is the same in this industry. So if they get regulated, they're already at the top of the mountain. So I'd be interested to see what he has to say, but to me, it's a crock. Stormy seas ahead, mate. Yeah. The roller coaster to nowhere. How's that? How's that for timing? How'd you know? And if that's what we have right now, we've got a roller coaster to nowhere, but we know that nowhere really is lower. Okay. That's what we're seeing. Each and every subsequent rally has failed. Very similar to Bitcoin. Now, you know, Bitcoin has gotten pummeled. All right. And it looks pretty much like the Dow. If you go back and look at the dates, you can look at almost the same chart. Now, I believe that this is probably a buy at some point down here. It doesn't have to be the Bitcoin. It could be any one of the cryptocurrencies that you're looking at. I give full disclosure. I'm in IOTA. I'm in EOS. I'm in BitShares. I'm in Ethereum, and I'm in some Bitcoin. But the reason I'm really in Bitcoin, just so you understand, is that you got to buy Bitcoin to trade the others through I go through. I'm not in it because I like it, but I can certainly, and I don't like it, and not because I don't like it. I don't like it because, you know, I want to make, what do you say? I want to make a lumber yard out of matchsticks. Okay. So I'm looking for a repeat of the old history where it went from, you know, up to $1 billion. Fed Chairman Powell says growth has picked up. And I want to say where. I saw the jobs number. Did anybody see the jobs number? Okay. I mean, you tell me. I saw the jobs number. The average wage increase was 8 cents an hour. So the average worker working 40 hours a week picked up an extra, a lazy $160. I went to the Brewers game with my wife and my son on Saturday. I didn't pay extra for the tickets. It was $405 for the day. So I'd have to work 3 years to go to the Brewers game. You tell me where everything is picked up. I don't get it. I don't see it. I think it's a crock. Again, this is when you have imbeciles in the middle of all this trying to financially engineer the markets. It just doesn't make sense to me. But who am I? Jobs during presidential terms. Well, the best jobs were through who? Well, Bill Clinton. Second best jobs were through Ronald Reagan. Right now, Trump is on pace with the others, and the worst was I think which one's Walker? I forget. I think the younger one was the one that got the bad jobs, I believe. I get confused, but I think Herman Walker Bush was the father. Not so good. The son. But Obama created jobs. So again, we can see how this works throughout. Bank of Japan buys record amount of equity ETFs. Okay, so what does that tell us? If the Bank of Japan has to step in and buy more ETFs, they already own 51% of the market. What is it telling you? That is a problem. Okay, again. W. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, the Japan already owns 51% of their equity market, so now they own more. I mean, you know, pretty soon they'll just buy it all, and it's all this free money. You know, again, I just don't get it. Why oil producers are liking $60 a barrel over 100? They're producing and selling like crazy. Okay, that's exactly what goes on. And if you think anything different, just watch it. And get excited with everybody else that says oil is going up. I got people that tweet me all the time telling me how high oil is going. And I keep saying, okay, well, as soon as it gets to 58, I'll worry about the next, how high it's going to go. Don't follow the herd. Now, this is a particular picture. This is actually a chart pattern called a tree branch. Okay. And when the branch gets too long, it typically breaks. So don't follow the herd. Again, stay away from what these people talk about and tell you that this time is different, that the markets are different, and that everything is so great. Unless you can see it for yourself, don't take anybody's word for it. We have a Ponzi within a Ponzi. I have no doubt that this is a Ponzi scheme. China studying the yuan devaluation as a retaliation to trade war. Does anybody think there's really going to be a trade war, number one? Number two, China always devalues the yuan. Is this something that is new? Are we out of our minds that all of a sudden we have a new situation? China has manipulated the yuan, or better known as, or also known as, the renminbi, forever. Okay, they wouldn't let it free float. I mean, the most it could move was 2 cents a day, forever. So does anybody here believe that what they say means anything? Does anybody believe that the numbers that come out of there are there? But furthermore, with the trade war, where's China going? We're their number one customer, right? Where are they going to go? You know, you don't think that we couldn't actually, you know, now that, you know, most of the unions are out of play, you don't think that we could rebuild in this country for similar pricing? I think we can. In fact, there's no doubt in my mind we could get there. The only reason we got so far priced out is because, you know, guys were making $150 an hour with benefits and all that stuff. I mean, you know, again, I don't see it. I think the market's telling you that it's no big deal. And I think that this is just the media frenzy that's making it. Treasury bond ETF follow trade. TBT is the one. And speaking of that, JP Morgan's about a rare bad omen for markets. And this is the twos to tens. This is the 2-year notes against the 10-year notes. You know, the yield curve is collapsing, right? Which means that short-term interest rates are rising faster than long-term rates, and the curve is flattening, which is never a good sign. Okay. Again, we can dismiss it all we want. Okay. We can dismiss everything you want, but at the end of the day, okay, you can't dismiss facts. And the facts are, is in history, when the yield curve is flattening, it's not good for the economy. In history, the Federal Reserve has never been good for the economy. Okay, they've stolen all of our money. That they've done a good job at. But other than that, they ain't been worth, I can't use it because I'm on a G-rated show here. But that's what I think. Okay. All right, let's look at some stockaroonies, see what's going on in the world. Apple, Alpha Alpha Papa Lima. And as we said on Wednesday, we said we'd like to be a seller about 172, 172.50. What was that? Oh, 173. How about that? So as they say in the bingo parlor, bingo. Okay. Again, pretty much easy. I think this is 165 to 172.50 right now. I'd trade either side. I wouldn't gladly trade the 165, but I would trade it. Okay. But really just consolidating. Again, the pattern suggests that we're going lower, and we tried to pop out twice or three times a lady, and we can't seem to get above there. So to me, it looks like it's going to continue to head lower, and we'll see what happens if it gets down to 165. And I don't want to lose another pretzel, so don't ask me for another bet. Can't afford them. Went to the Brewers game. I got a, my 8 cents an hour don't help. AMBA, Alpha Michael Bravo Alpha. All right, so we've broken down here now, and again with the rest of the tech. Now this is a little bit steeper. You can expect most likely a bounce. I would be more careful with this at the moment. I'd be looking to sell it probably at 46, but I would be a little bit more cautious. I wouldn't be in a major hurry to sell this right away, because I don't want to get, what I don't want to happen is I don't want to get in one of these that I get my face ripped off on because it has some spike rally at the last second. But I'd be watching 46, and if it fails at 46, that would be a sell spot. Right now, there is no place to be a buyer. Apple's been very to trade through this mess, holding levels. Yes, it has. Very good.
And this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, please go to LibertyTalk.fm. Check out our programming. Check out the Downloading the Bubba Show. Check out Downloading the Sporting Edge. And check out our new show, Crypto Investor X. Those are all things that we try to help to you and help educate my friends here. And also don't forget to get Bubba's daily update, which is available to you at BubbaTrading.com. All you have to do is go to BubbaTrading.com and fill out the little form, and you will get my daily update every single day. It's like getting tomorrow's newspaper today. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we'll be back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horowitz, the Bubba Show, coming right back. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and we're looking at some stock levels. Here we go.
Amazon, Alpha Michael Zulu, November. On Wednesday, we talked about 1450, 1350. Here we are in that range, 1450, 1350. Now, the interesting thing here is we held now at 1400. Is this going to be a new support low? Are we 1400 to 1450, or are we still 1350 to 1450? Well, I would still like to be a seller around 1450. But be wary of this gap that will most likely get filled in the next time up. That's the one thing that would concern me, which could take it up to almost 1,500. Okay. Again, if you're going to trade in the Amazon space, okay, my recommendation is to use call spreads and put spreads for now until you get comfortable with it. It's big. It's the numbers are big and the options are big, and there's no reason to get yourself trapped if you make a bad trade. It's easier just to take the, you know, let's say the $200 or $300 loss if you're wrong and not have to deal with it when it's, if it's skyrocketing or falling, depending on which side of the market you're on. Okay. So that would be the way that I would trade this for now. Now me, I would buy some, you know, I buy some puts. I bought some puts in Tesla today when it was up. I still can't believe it's up, but I'll talk about it when I get there. But again, I'm prepared for the big numbers and understand them. So I don't, but I, if you're not, you know, obviously you're paying a big dollar amount for these, and unless you go way out of the money. And of course, you know, I don't like to go way out of the money. I don't think it pays. So we'll keep this 1350 to 1450, but be aware that it could fill the gap. And especially if we get a rip your face off rally, it certainly would probably fill the gap. Apache, just about reaching our upside limit. 40 is our target. We were buyers down here, if you remember. And I said Wednesday, as much as I think it's still going up, I can't buy it now. I don't think it can go up enough. I think 40 is a spot to sell it. Okay. If you're in, unloaded at 40. If you're not in, I think it's a great spot to get short. I think it's going to come all the way back down at least to 36, if not farther. So that's what we would do here. Continue to look for a spot to sell it. Baba, Alpha Bravo, Alpha Bravo, or no, Bravo Alpha, Bravo Alpha would be better. Anyways, look at what happened here. Now look at it. It came down, and we said the other day that around 165, 167, 168 would be a potential spot if you wanted to step in. And I don't care. I did not, and I don't know if anybody did, but look what's happened. Look at how we held, down around this bottom. Okay. Now, again, just because it didn't hold exactly at 169 or 168 doesn't mean that it failed. It bounced immediately back up. I would not be a seller of this. If you're going to trade BABA, the only thing you can be here is a buyer. You cannot be a seller here unless you just feel like gambling. And I'm not interested in gambling on this. Okay. I think that you watch it. And if you want to sell it, you've got to wait for a rally at least to probably 175 to 178. Right? But I would personally, and I will personally wait till either 180 to 185 before I'm going to start selling it. Right. I think that you could get that kind of a rally. You know, even if we got a rally back up to 180, we're still headed lower. So why do I want, again, this is one of the things you always have to ask yourself. Do you want to get in the middle of something that has already been depressed, that shows the ability to move $4 and $5 and $6 a day, right? I mean, the expected move for the rest of this week is still $7 almost. So do I want to get in front of that when I'm stepping in? I think the answer should be no. Again, you have to use the math of the market at the same time that you're using the trade of the market. You've got to look yourself and clear your head and say, okay, if I sell it at 175, yeah, it might turn out to be a great sale. And it may turn out to be. We may change our mind. But today, I don't want to change my mind today because I know that this has the capability of going to 180 in one day. So I want to get a much bigger lead, at least try to get a better lead. Okay, so I wouldn't be in such a hurry. So I think that you could look to be a buyer around 160, between 166 and 169 is a buy spot. Aggressive traders, you can look at 175, but I'd be very cautious there. I'd rather be 180 to 185. I'll make this like 168 to 185 would be the levels that I'd be watching right now. Again, that could everything is always subject to change, especially in a market that is as volatile as we have it now. Remember, we've changed over from a market that went nowhere but grunted every day to a market that flies back and forth. So the dynamics do change, and you have to change with them. Okay, so you have to be prepared that it could be 175 might turn out to be the unbelievable sale, but we need to have more evidence. We can't make the call from here. ConocoPhillips, Charlie Oscar Papa. Okay. And I thought that 60 was a sale, 59, and it obviously is not. It's still starting to spike higher. I mean, personally, I'd like to say sell it again, but I'm not going to do that because, again, we're making higher lows. All right. We're making higher highs. So if I sell this here, as much as I'd like to, if I sell this here, all I'm doing is saying, okay, I'm smarter than what the market's telling me. Now, certainly, you know, we can't be a buyer because we're up at the top end. So I'm not going to go ahead and buy it when I don't think it can go very far, but I can't sell it. So I have to be neutral. Okay. Again, you have to remember, if the pattern is suggesting that it has a chance to break out, which this pattern certainly is suggesting that, I don't want to sell it, but then I'm up against resistance, so I don't want to buy it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to be neutral. If anybody has any questions about what I just said, please speak now. Okay. Because again, this is important to understand about the markets and how they function when it's time to make the trade you want to make versus when you want to be hoping and praying. Facebook. I was on Trish Regan today on Intelligence Report talking about Facebook, and I said, listen, I said what I just said here earlier, that they're happy for regulation. And she asked, would I buy the stock? I said, no, I wouldn't be a buyer of the stock until it got in the low 140s, most likely. I mean, that's all I can say right now. That could change. Now, this one, I would think that now notice the difference in the pattern. Okay. It rallied today, but notice lower highs and lower lows. So here I'd be willing to sell this at 160. Now it may not work. It may go to 170, but I would be a seller at 160 because this could go right back to 150. Now this is the difference between the patterns when we look at them. Okay. This has more of an inclination that it could go lower. So I'd like to see a little bit of a pop, and I'd like to sell it at 160. Gilead. Remains in our new consolidation level. Now, if you remember, we were 76 to 82, and look what happened at 82. Bang. And remember, we always talk about this, and it's important to talk about now. We don't just want to reverse when it comes down to support. We don't want to just cover. We want to let the market tell us. And, of course, it broke all the way down to 72. That would have been an extra 4 points that you could have made if you listened to what I talk about each and every week, what I preach, because that's what we were doing. So now we're in this consolidation pattern. I would have no problem buying this at 72, and I would have no problem selling it at 76. And if I get in on either side, what I'm going to be looking for is for it to break out one way or the other. This obviously looks like it's going to break to the downside. So I would hope that it would rally first, right? I'd hope that it would get up to the 76 first. But if it doesn't, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem buying it down at 72. Google. Golf, Oscar, Oscar, Golf, Lima. Notice the familiar pattern? Right? Now, Google has made, we would consider this a double bottom. Here's the first bottom. Here's the second bottom, which would be a double bottom. So now when you look at this, you go, doesn't look so good, but it is at the bottom and is important. If we actually take this chart out to a one-year chart, we're really making a double bottom in a uptrend, right? And believe it or not, this was an open gap left from last November that's now filled. So if I'm going to trade Google here, I am not personally, but if I were going to trade Google here, I could only be a buyer right now, right? Which is why I'm not going to trade here. I don't want to be a buyer of this right now. But the only trade to be made at these levels is to be a buyer, okay? You've got a double bottom and a longer-term uptrend. You're showing support. You're building some new consolidation. There's every reason to be long. There's not one reason I can give you to be short.
And this is The Bubba Show, Top of Horrors. Remember to download the show every day at libertytalk.fm, and we'll see you back here tomorrow on Friday. Right here on The Bubba Show. Top Bubba Horowitz, have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.